Welcome to the Daily Devotion with Pastor Terry Reynolds.
Today we're in Psalm 119 in verse number 80. By the way, it's so good to be with you this day as we read, "Let my heart be blameless regarding your statutes, that I may not be ashamed." Of course, that's wishful thinking in and of ourselves, that our hearts might be blameless. Because, you know, the Bible really tells us that as Adam took that bite there in the Garden of Eden of that forbidden fruit, that what entered into humanity was sin. And that we've all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And here he is asking that his heart could be blameless. And so the question is how can that be accomplished? How can our heart be blameless, freed from sin? And so we need to ask ourselves, what is life? What's death? Is there life after death? Is it possible for our hearts to be blameless? Certainly, not only these questions are buried, I think, deep in the mind of every man, we often push these questions into our subconscious. But they have a way of surfacing to the conscious level every now and then, and we usually mull them over for a while, and then we return back to send them back to our subconscious, so we don't like to think about it. What is life? What is death? Is there life after death? Is it possible for my heart to be blameless? Often these questions might arise at the death of a friend, a relative, or maybe some famous person. Severe mental and physical suffering can also bring them back to our memory. These questions have existed, of course, in man's mind from the beginning. They're always there, begging for answers. And I think one of the oldest, if not the oldest book in literary history is the book of Job. We find Job asking, what is man after he takes his last breath? And that's found in Job chapter 14, verse 10. And if a man dies, does he go on living? In Job 14:14, Job asks those questions. He asks of himself, as it rose up in his heart after the death of his 10 children and a tragic accident out of his own intents brought on his tremendous suffering. But from that, Job found no answers. Century later, there became that period of time known as the Age of Philosophy, was born, and men spent their entire lives seeking the answers to these questions. Still, by the end of the age, the philosophers had no satisfactory answers. They couldn't figure it out. Again, what is life all about? They would ask themselves. What is death? Is there life after death? Is there any way at all? Is there any way that my heart could be blameless regarding God's word or regarding his statutes, the Ten Commandments? You know, it has become the schoolmasters to make me acquainted, make me aware of my sin. What can relieve me of my pain and my suffering and the guilt that sin brings? Well, near the end of the Age of Philosophy came the story of Mary and Martha, sisters that were living in the small village of Bethany. And they mourned the death of their brother. In fact, they sent a message to Jesus asking him to get there as quickly as possible because the one he loved, which was, of course, Lazarus, is deadly ill. And that's found, of course, in John chapter 11. Despite the urgency of this message, Jesus chose to relax at the Jordan River for a couple of days before beginning his 2-day journey back up to Bethany. By the time he approached the village with his disciples, his friend, of course, Lazarus, was dead, and he already had been buried for 4 days earlier, or he had been dead now for some 4 days. And when the sisters heard that Jesus was coming up the road from Jericho, Martha left the other morning and ran to meet him, and she came to him and she explained. He said, "Jesus, oh Lord Jesus, if you've only been here earlier, my brother would not have died." She was disappointed in him. In a somewhat polite way, she was rebuking him by saying, what took you so long to get here, Lord? Where were you when I needed you? Why didn't you respond to our prayers and our requests for you to be here? In the sadness of her eyes and the tears were pouring out for her love for her brother Lazarus, and she just couldn't understand it. You know, it certainly, isn't it interesting that we still ask him the same question when our loved one dies today? Jesus asked Martha with comforting words, "Your brother will live again." Not fully understanding what he meant, she asked, "Yes, I know, Lord, in the last days, in the great resurrection." She must have been thinking about the prophecy of Daniel chapter 12. When he speaks of the general resurrection of the dead, some of the everlasting life and some to everlasting contempt, but Jesus answered. And it's so beautiful with our scripture that we have here in our psalm, where we ask ourselves, or the psalmist said, he says, "Let my heart be blameless regarding your statutes." Jesus said to Martha, he says, do you believe that I am the resurrection and the life? He that believeth on me, though they were dead, yet they shall live. And whatsoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Jesus made this radical statement. He didn't ask Martha directly, "Do you believe this?" And she answered, "Yes, Lord. I believe that you are the Christ, the Messiah, the Son of God." And that statement of Jesus made it possible to take a heart that's filled with blame, to take a heart that's ready for judgment, for the wages of sin is death, and to make it white as snow. See, Jesus took our sins. He took our blame that we deserve, the judgment that should be upon us, and he took it upon himself to the cross, in which he took my sin and your sin and died for us. See, without the shed blood, there is no remission of sin. But because of the shed blood, we can stand before God blameless. And so as we read in verse 8, he says, "Let my heart be blameless regarding your statute, that I be not ashamed." You know, we do not stand ashamed at all. Doesn't mean that we're perfect. By all means, no, we still make mistakes. But as we stand before God, even as you this day stand before the Lord, one thing that you can know is that you stand clean before him because you put your faith in Jesus Christ. Jesus simply asked Martha, he says, "Do you believe this?" And that would be my question today. Do you believe in what Jesus did? That he became that sacrificial lamb for us on the cross, that he died for your sins as well as my sins. And if that's the case, then you can take advantage of everything else that Jesus had to say. He is our living hope. In fact, he's our eternal hope, that he promised to give us eternal life. And I love it that where Peter writes in 1 Peter chapter 1 in verse 3, where he says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a living hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven." Now listen to this part. "Reserved in heaven for you. For this is kept by the power of God through faith, the eternal life that God has for us. Let my heart be blameless." And that is how my heart is blameless. Blameless is my me believing in the finished work of Jesus Christ, by me receiving him as my Lord and Savior. Today, if you're listening to this podcast, and if you haven't received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I would encourage you right now, just simply pray and say, "Lord Jesus, please come into my heart. Please forgive me of my sins. Please fill me with your Holy Spirit and make me new even this day." If you pray that prayer, you too will know what it feels like to be born again. And so until next time, this is Pastor Terry May God richly bless you. Thank you for taking part in today's program. We would love to hear from you. You can email us at terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Again, that's terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Or you can write us at Agape Chapel, P.O. Box 4023, Huntington Beach, California, 92647.